got a question for you. How handy are you with the old knitting needle? I'm not very good, so I don't think I should turn up at this next event, but there is a world record underway in Singleton for the crocheting Guinness World Record. We're going to find out a little bit about that with events coordinator from Singleton Council. Good morning, Di. This event, where did it come up? Who came up with the idea? Was it you?
No, definitely not. I would never, ever have come up with an idea like this. We have a lady called Tracy Frankson down who runs a little craft group at Singleton Library. And when she first started, she used to say, I'm going to do this every Thursday, and she'd sit there on her own, and, you know, maybe one lady would turn up, maybe two ladies would turn up. After a couple of years, she's got about, you know, 70 people going to the library to crochet, and they're only supposed to be doing it from 10 to 12, and they end up, you know, trying to kick them out at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's been really popular. So it was Tracy's idea to come up with this world record as part of Singleton Festival, and we're doing all we can to help do that, but it's just been a bit crazy along the way, getting people to learn, and, you know, I've got paramedics having crochet lessons, and they're going to the schools and the aged care facilities, so hopefully we'll get a really good turnout.
Di, I'm not going to lie to you, I've never picked up a knitting needle in my life, not to
well,
have a go at it.
Well, it's a crochet needle. There's a huge difference.
Okay.
A crochet hook's got a little hook on the end of it, and you only need one, whereas knitting needles, you need two, and it's a little bit more, oh, I don't know whether it's more difficult or whatever.
See,
but
that shows you how much I know.
Yeah, that's right. And it's really, really simple. When you were a little child, when you're at school, did you ever do those, what are they called? Those, you'd sort of have a cotton reel with some nails in the top of it, and you'd sort of, you know, like thread the wool around the nails, or is that really too old-fashioned for you?
I do remember in our first year of high school we did sewing. From memory, we made a pair of shorts. I don't think I ever wore them. They were too terrible to be worn.
And I think they possibly may have been sewn, not crocheted.
Yeah.
I can imagine you in a pair of crocheted shorts. That'd be very cute.
That would be very nice. Look, back to the world record. How many people do we need to get this world record for Singleton?
We only need 486 people, which is very, very doable. And even if we only get, you know, two, it's going to be an Australian record because it's never been attempted before. So you come along, you'll still be an Australian record holder. But if we get 486 people, this will be a world record. We're really encouraging people to register beforehand because that's just going to make the paperwork a lot easier. Having a Guinness World Record attempt, there's heaps of guidelines that we've got to, you know, jump through and just make sure that we get done correctly. And one of them is the count. So if we can register beforehand, and I think if we have 486 before the event, it'll be great. It'll add to the excitement because people will know that, yes, you know, this is a world record. We're going to do this. So I'm really hoping as many people can register as possible. It's free. Yeah, they've only just got to ring up 65715888.
You know, very often you get the chance to be involved with something great. Now, I believe you don't actually have to be making anything specific. You just have to be just there crocheting for 15 minutes. Is that right?
That's all you have to do, and all you have to do is a very, very simple chain stitch that anyone can do. They can look on the net. We've been running lessons, as I said, all throughout town to make sure people know how to do it, and I do it a bit of a unique way. I think I learnt when I was about five, and I'm still doing it the way I was when I was five, and I can really do not much more than a chain stitch, but that's enough for the record, so that's all you need to do. So I'm really hoping people from all over the Hunter Valley converge on Singleton on the 30th of April to take part in this. It's just down at the Civic Centre. If you can register beforehand, that would be wonderful. If you can't, we will take registrations on the day because we're not going to run the risk of not getting the record. But as many as we can beforehand will be wonderful.
Sounds good. I kind of get the feeling I should have come along to one of those classes. But nevertheless, good luck. I'm sure the record will be broken.
We are doing a crash crochet course. Now, try and say that three times in a row, but we are doing a crash crochet course at 9 o'clock that morning at the Civic Centre. So if anyone can't crochet, they want to be involved, they want to turn up at 9 o'clock, we'll make sure they know how to do it. You just need to bring a hook and some yarn and you're in for a world record.
Crash crochet. No, I can't do it. Di, thanks for your time this morning.
Crochet course.
Thank you, Di. Good luck with the record. 2NURFM, 17 to 10.